Coinbase's mission is to increase economic freedom in the world. We were founded in 2012 with the idea that anyone, anywhere, should be able to easily and securely send and receive Bitcoin. Over the last 9 years, our products and services have expanded to meet our customers' needs in the rapidly evolving crypto industry. We have customers in every state except the state of Hawaii. And as a remote-first company, we have employees in 45 states and in the District of Columbia, including 24 of the 25 states represented by this committee. We now securely store 12% of the world's crypto on our platform. This is across over 150 asset types, and we offer customers the opportunity to learn, to sell, to resend, to receive, and buy more than 100 assets on our platform. Additionally, we offer customers the opportunity to spend, to borrow, to earn, to stake, and transact on select assets. We serve more than 73 million customers globally, including 10,000 institutions and 185,000 application developers. Importantly, nearly 50% of our transacting customers are doing something other than buying and selling crypto, which indicates to us that crypto has moved past its initial investment phase, and we are now in the long-expected utility phase of this ecosystem. Since our founding, Coinbase has strived to be the most secure, trusted, and legally compliant bridge to the crypto economy. Coinbase is federally registered as a money services business with FinCEN, licensed as a money transmitter in 42 states, holds a BIT license and trust charter from the New York Department of Financial Services, and we are authorized to engage in consumer lending in 15 states. We have a robust AML-BSA program, and we are one of only two digital asset members of the Department of Treasury's Bank Secrecy Act Advisory Group. In addition to the various state regulatory regimes, we are subject to federal oversight from Treasury, the CFTC, SEC, FTC, and CFPB. Much like the adoption curve of the internet in the 1990s, we are seeing dramatic advancements in crypto participation. There are more than 220 million crypto holders globally. And around 16% of Americans have invested in, traded, or used cryptocurrency. Total crypto market capitalization at the end of the third quarter was over $2 trillion, up from $800 billion as of the end of the 2020. Coinbase's platform is powering the crypto economy, a new financial system for the internet age, which we believe is a critical infrastructure layer to Web 3.0. Technologies like non-fungible tokens, which we call NFTs, and decentralized application platforms will lead the way to Web 3.0, which will revolutionize the internet. Much like the industry was revolutionized when it went from static content to the dynamic engagement content we have today. We believe sound regulation is central to fueling crypto innovation and adoption. That is why we introduced our digital asset policy proposal, which we refer to as DAP. The DAP assessed the challenges of the existing regulatory framework and proposed a four-pillar solution. First, we believe the government should recognize digital assets under a new, comprehensive framework that recognizes the unique technological innovations underpinning digital assets. Second, the responsibility for this new framework should be assigned to a single federal regulator. This regulator would be charged with establishing a registration process for intermediaries, which we refer to as marketplaces for digital assets. Third, this new framework should have three goals to ensure holders of digital assets are empowered and protected. A, we believe in enhanced transparency through robust and appropriate disclosure requirements. B, we want to protect against fraud and market manipulation. And C, we want to promote efficiency and strengthen our market resiliency. Our fourth and final pillar is to ensure that regulatory solutions promote interoperability and fair competition. In conclusion, Coinbase believes crypto will drive transformational change across society in positive ways. This is why our mission is to promote economic freedom around the world. Disruption always challenges the status quo, but we believe sound policies can improve the system for everyone. We applaud Chairwoman Waters, Ranking Member McHenry, and the members of this committee for holding this important hearing.